forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 66. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 77. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We're just 1 year after the Value Them Both bill that was voted on across the state of Kansas, confirming the Kansas Supreme Court had the overall say on abortion issues in the state. And a Planned Parenthood of the Great Plains president, Emily Wales, says just 1 year later, she's glad to see not a whole lot has changed.
You know, in some ways, the best part about where we are at this point in the year is how little has changed.
An audio from Cake News, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say more than 8,000 abortions were performed in the state last year from out-of-state patients, with Danielle Underwood with Kansans for Life saying she's concerned about the ongoing abortion treatments in the state.
The sad thing about it is that in the meantime, the abortion facilities have been very happily lining their pockets. And we have to remember that behind every one of those statistics is a woman who was pushed to feel like she had no other option.
As of right now, Planned Parenthood is suing the state of Kansas for what they're calling abortion reversal laws that mandate doctors educate patients on other potential options before getting an abortion.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excuse Bronco. Hot E23C083. MSRP 77990. 1,000 discount plus 8,900 rebate. Sale price 68090. 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expire 7/31/23.
It only happens for a short time each year, but the sunflowers across the state of Kansas, also the Kansas State flower, are officially in full bloom, as they only last anywhere between 7 to 10 days, which means it's also time for people to try to go out and enjoy the beauty of sunflower fields, with even high schoolers trying to get their senior pictures done within the fields.
Because the sunflowers are really pretty, and it just seems like it's a nice day. They would look good.
That audio from WIBW, where many individuals try to get photos done in the sunflower fields, as Janet Schlink, a photographer, says that sunflower fields have become increasingly popular over the years.
Sunflowers, I think, have become very popular for a photography backdrop because they're so bright and they don't last very long. They only bloom for a week or 10 days. So I think because it only lasts for a little while, they're so bright and sunny, and I mean, it just makes you happy.
That audio from WIBW, where she goes on to say to go out and enjoy a sunflower field, even if you're not getting photographs, but for educational purposes or just for the beauty.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the fall school semester right around the corner, a bit of a shakeup at the Norfolk Public Schools as the associate superintendent, Dr. Bill Robinson, who was on leave, has officially submitted his letter of resignation after the state audit showed that he had falsified documents to secure a reimbursement from a federal grant program. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that after the audit that was done by State Auditor Mike Foley, they say the audit alleges the district first submitted reimbursement paperwork for $5,125.65 in expenses back on April 10th, but the Nebraska Department of Education had rejected it due to being submitted 6 months too late. According to the investigation, he is accused of changing the dates on the paperwork to try and get the over $5,000 in purchases reimbursed from the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act Planning Regional Team subgrant. The audit also says that it's unclear from the Nebraska Department of Education on how the expenses were approved originally by the Norfolk Board of Education. Mid-America Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards
every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, this is Max Blasky. As August days march on, the start dates for many schools in the area are quickly approaching. As schools get ready to open up their doors to students and staff, KNDY will be taking a closer look and highlighting changes in news from all the area districts. Students at USD 364 Marysville Junior Senior High begin class next Thursday, August 17th. KNDY's own Stacy Mayer sat down with Marysville Superintendent Darren Schrader and discussed staff changes, improvements, and the excitement around the start of the 2023-2024 school year.
As students and staff prepare to go back to school, KNDY had the opportunity to catch up with Superintendent Darren Schrader of USD 364 Marysville Schools. Mr. Schrader provided valuable information to welcome in the new school year. Mr. Schrader, has enrollment been completed for the 23-24 school year?
So we do not have our numbers at this time, but we will, and we do plan to share those numbers at the August 14th board meeting.
Mr. Schrader, can you share with us new staff that will be joining the district?
At Marysville Elementary School, Christina Griffin will be joining us this year in the fifth grade. Kate Elliott will be joining us in the fourth grade. Kelsey Lynn is coming also in the fourth grade. Emily Ehrlich will be a third grade teacher. Rachel Bina, which used to be Rachel Massett, what used to be our music teacher, will be coming back to us and being our district librarian. And then Janine Debley will be our instructional coach and assistant principal at the elementary school. As far as our junior senior high staff, a former student of ours, Chase Green, will be joining the team in our junior high school science. We're excited about that. Ashley Hubbard will be coming on board as a junior high counselor. And then Kane Milholland will be teaching our junior high and high school vocal.
Mr. Schrader, are there any new changes that students and parents should know about before starting school this year?
Well, one thing I'd like to point out, as always, it's very important for the students and parents to always review the building handbooks so they can stay informed on any changes that may have happened or changes that we had from last year. We're committed to providing a better communication to our parents and community, so there will be newsletters this year at both buildings sent out each week. Like I said in the earlier question, is we are excited that we brought back our junior high counselor position, and also Janine coming in as our instructional coach, that we're really committed to increasing the resources and tools that we have for our staff.
Mr. Schrader, can you tell us about the new strategic plan that has been put in place?
Basically, the strategic plan is going to consist of three focus areas, and first is staff. Second is student success, and the last is our structures. And so within this, we're very focused on developing a culture that drives the recruitment and the retention of a high-quality staff. We're also very committed to providing a learning environment that develops the skills for each student so they can be successful both academically as well as being successful emotionally. And we also want to develop a collaborative parent community environment with a focus on our students and staff safety. that impacts our students because all of these areas directly relate to them. And if we believe that if we implement this plan, we'll continue to improve and make this district the best environment that's possible and one that our entire community can be proud of.
As always, we thank Mr. Schrader for being with us and sharing this valuable information. We wish all the students and staff a wonderful start to the 2023-24 school year.
Mary E. Cotis, 89, of Grand Junction, Iowa, passed away Saturday. A graveside funeral service will be held 11 a.m. Thursday, August 10th, at the Greenleaf Cemetery in Greenleaf. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary E. Cotis.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then some showers early Wednesday night, then clearing up with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And some rain showers possible into Thursday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers possible into Friday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Showers will continue into Friday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some rain early Saturday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Then scattered showers possible into Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some rain Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this time of the year, early August, 90 degrees. Record high on this date, 113. Average low temperature, 68 degrees, while the record low today was 52 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34, while sunset this evening will be at 8:32.
It's the time of year gardeners are wondering, what are we going to do with all this zucchini? We will share a few ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 8th, the 220th day of the year. Actor Dustin Hoffman turns 86 years old, and today has been designated as National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. If a well-meaning neighbor should make you a victim, make the most of it. Zucchini is packed with healthy nutrients, and you can use it in everything from pasta dishes to chocolate brownies. Stir fries, fritters, zucchini bread, and zucchini chips are just a few suggestions from our readers. And after you've made those, zucchini is easily frozen for later use. Slice or grate it, blanch in boiling water for a few minutes, allow to cool and dry, and store in freezer bags. Then enjoy your taste of summer for months to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find lots of zucchini recipes online at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley Tempur-Pedic and LG Purple mattresses. Queen size starting at just $277, with over 100 new mattresses in stock for immediate pickup or delivery with free shipping to your home on all products over $499. Get a better night's rest with savings from Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are in the middle of their four-game series against the Boston Red Sox on the road with the game number two tonight with first pitch at 6:10 p.m. Kansas City ended up ending their seven-game winning streak during the series with the Philadelphia Phillies, winning game number one of that series 7-5 before losing 9-6 and 8-4. They wrap up their series against the Red Sox on Thursday before heading back home to Kauffman Stadium to take on the Arizona Cardinals at home on Friday for two games before the Seattle Mariners come to Kauffman Stadium starting on Monday for another four-game series. Even with the winning streak, the Royals are still bottom the AL Central right now at 36-77 for their overall record. They are 21-36 at home and 15-41 on the road. The Red Sox are at the bottom of the AL East at 57-54. And over on the National League side, the Cardinals are at the bottom of the NL Central at 49-64 for their overall season, sitting 25-33 on the road. Mid-America Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
College basketball season may be a ways away as college football is just about ready to gear up. However, the preliminary and preseason games are already starting for some college basketball teams, including some here in the state of Kansas, although they're not in the state, as Wichita State University has been one of the first ones to play their first three exhibition games overseas in Greece. As KSN News reports, at Wichita State University head basketball coach Paul Mills says that is the first team that he will be able to start organizing his team for the new season, with a new look at some of the team members, including Ronnie DeGray III, Jacob Germany, Holland Beverly, and others who are new to the roster. The final game of the three-game series that's going on at the exhibitions in Greece are on Wednesday this week, and the team said there will be no live streams of the game for individuals to watch. The Shockers wrapped up their regular season last year at 17-15 overall and 9-9 in conference play. And to follow the team for some of the in-game updates and content throughout the tour overseas, you can find them on their social media. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts Store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Don't stop weeding. Removing weeds throughout the gardening season means fewer to manage next year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Weeds compete with our garden plants for water and nutrients. Even new native plantings need a helping hand so weeds don't dominate the space. As plants grow and mature, they're better able to outcompete the weeds. These unwanted plants also serve as hosts for a variety of insect and diseases. Keeping them out of the garden can help reduce the risk of these pests infecting our desirable plants. Contact your local municipality for guidance on disposing of these plants. Many allow you to dispose of invasive plants in the garbage if placed in a clear plastic bag and marked invasive. Regular weeding allows you to remove the weeds before they flower and set seed. This means you're preventing hundreds, even thousands of weeds in your garden for years to come. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Just about all of us have seen a picture of the Jolly Green Giant. But have you ever seen what the back of the Jolly Green Giant looks like? Why do I ask? Well, it was a challenge here in Blue Earth, Minnesota, and I'll tell you why on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Drive into Blue Earth, Minnesota, and you'll find a giant watching over the town.
He is 55 feet tall and has a size 78 shoe. Once you get up onto the platform, it's kind of overwhelming how big he is.
Megan Hansen-Hayes is speaking of the Jolly Green Giant, who's been standing here near the interstate since 1978. He pays homage to the Green Giant Canning Company that operates in Blue Earth. She has many interesting facts to share, including the fact that before he was built, we'd only seen his face on a can of vegetables.
When they went to have him built, they had never photographed him from behind, so they had to bring in an artist to figure out what his backside would look like.
You can see all sides of the Jolly Green Giant here today. And just like all of us, the giant needs to clean up every once in a while.
He gets a wash once a year. The Blue Earth Fire Department come out and spray him down good.
There's a small museum here as well that does a great job of sharing the story of the giant and the company over the years.
It's a room full of just amazing memorabilia, items that they have been willing to share with us, showing the history of the canning company.
For residents here, there's much more than the giant. It's a place where many have worked over time.
It's a good summer job to get. I think everybody had to take one summer to work during PAC. a lot of kids come home just to do that because in 4 months they work you really hard, but it's a rite of passage.
He's certainly worth a stop off the interstate to see. A giant most of us have known for practically all of our lives. Here at a town that cans many of his vegetables. Traveling the countryside in Blue Earth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Why did the chicken cross the road? I know the answer. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how to keep your chickens away from the road and why they're attracted to it in the first place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
A rural road every day to work. I pass by a small farm with free-ranging chickens, and quite often at least one of the birds is right on the edge of the road. I would feel really bad if I hit one or cause an accident by swerving to avoid it. Why do chickens cross the road? David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says it's actually the gravel on and along the roadside that the chickens are drawn to. They like to pick at pebbles in the gravel that help with digestion and also dust themselves in it.
Make sure you have a place for them to dust and pick around in gravel. Make sure you provide them with a calcite and everything in a designated place away from the road so they'll have less of a tendency to want to go out there.
How far your chickens wander also depends on the breed and how docile they are. Some are more likely to stick around the coop than others. But Frame says, hands down, fencing is the best way to keep chickens away from the road.
And this could be just as easy as chain link. That will usually keep most chickens in. 4 foot is the minimum I would recommend on busy roadways or where your chickens are close to roadways. That's at least go up to 6 foot chain link fence in there.
Frame says electric fencing can be used as a temporary option, and it also works well in deterring raccoons and other predators. Around the chicken coop, he recommends penning them in with half-inch galvanized hardware cloth. Locate the coop as far away from the road as you can and condition the birds to stay close to it. If they know this is where the shelter, food, and water is, they may not be as tempted to wander. Find more tips to keep your chickens from crossing the road at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Thank you.
Whenever I'm facing a tough situation, I remember the Bible verse in the book of Jeremiah where God says, "For I have plans to give you hope and a future." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Life throws us some unexpected curveballs, and of course, there's no way of knowing when they'll come. But if you have a financial cushion in place, you'll be better prepared. In other words, you should have an emergency savings account so when you're facing an obstacle, you can focus on the obstacle rather than stressing about money. An emergency fund is separate from your primary savings account, and a good rule of thumb is to put a portion of your income into this account monthly. Then, forget about it. If you'll be tempted to use these funds on non-emergencies, considering opening an account outside of your primary bank so the money isn't easily accessible. And remember, God has plans to give you hope in a future, and you can be a good steward of all He's given you as you prepare.
An effort to restore western grazing lands to the time when the buffalo ruled the plains. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. You met Dan O'Brien in yesterday's show. He and his family operate Wild Idea Buffalo Company out of Rapid City, South Dakota. The O'Briens have 36,000 acres devoted to raising buffalo on natural prairie grass, and they partner with several other big ranches doing the same, says Dan.
When this thing started, we were interested in regenerating the wild pastures that we had so much of. So by using buffalo and other methods, we're trying to bring back all the native grasses. And it's a big job, but we work at that because we would like to see someday these prairies to be as natural as they were when we first found them.
Dan O'Brien's business model is to produce and sell buffalo sustainably.
We consider this a premium product, and there's no doubt about it. Raising them that way costs a little more money. But we found a reservoir of people who care enough and have the cash to pay a premium price. It wouldn't work any other way.
You can learn more at wildideabuffalo.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Stepping into a new chapter, join Nam and Sarah at LC Grace's Friday the 11th for a brownies and ice cream social day. Wish these two wonderful ladies their best wishes on their next adventure as they turn the page on this chapter of LC Grace's and are proud to welcome new ownership coming this fall. Stop by, say hi, or just visit a while and enjoy some sweet treats this Friday, August 11th at LC Grace's Ice Cream Social Day.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, heifers are some of the most valuable assets for a dairy operation. Here's Chad Smith.
They are the future of the milking herd and ultimately determine the profitability and longevity of your business. Dr. Rebecca Klopp, calf and heifer specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition, talks about early calf care and nutrition as a foundation for the future health of your replacement dairy heifers.
Now, when we talk about colostrum, it's not just as simple as the calf got colostrum or it didn't get colostrum. The first one is quality, so making sure that colostrum that the calf is consuming is considered high quality. And then the second thing to consider is how much of that colostrum calves are getting. The recommendation is about 10% of the calf's body weight they need in colostrum to get enough passive transfer of antibodies. The next important thing is the timing of that colostrum feeding. So it's really essential that calves get colostrum within the first 4 hours after being born. The next thing to consider is cleanliness. So just making sure that anything that the colostrum comes in contact with, making sure that it's clean and sanitary and free from bacteria. And then it's also really important after colostrum that calves get a high quality milk or milk replacer.
After nutrition, she talks about other important factors in early life care.
Making sure that the environment that a calf is born into is clean and sanitary. Calves already have a naive immune system. They don't have a whole lot of protection until they get those maternal antibodies. It's really important when the calf is born and it hits the ground that the environment that it's in is clean, it's dry. We're trying to reduce the manure exposure.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure I ain't done it this way?
Or even giddy for some Willie?
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Artificial intelligence chatbots are trained to have human-like conversations. Learn how this technology can be used in ag. That's today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
ChatGPT is an artificial chatbot, which according to the company, interacts in a conversational way. The dialogue format makes it possible for the chatbot to interact with humans. Mark Arnish, president and CEO of Eastern Colorado-based Mark Arnish Farms, does see some value for his operation in using this AI chatbot.
And so I asked it a very complex marketing plan, a marketing plan that surfaces on craft grain and spirits business. You know, how can we grow that space? And the direction and the things that it asked me to consider and talked about my process in order has been fantastic. We literally went down the checklist of number one, number two, number three, number four.
On the flip side, he says there could be some detriment to the ag industry.
But imagine the day when artificial intelligence is the predictive analytics that pushes our market in one direction or another. How, as farmers, do we defend that?
Arnish says one thing that AI platforms like ChatGPT can do is help farmers graduate from precision ag to decision ag.
As a farmer, that's what I struggle with the most, is I have all of this information coming to me. How do I make an intelligent decision? That's the holy grail. Imagine a day when you wake up and you're touring your farm, you're looking in the field, you're walking the crop, and predictive analytics or artificial intelligence will tell you what's going on in your field and give you three or four solutions.
ChatGPT is open source software and is free for anyone to use. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com. I'm Lori Boyer.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic, how's it going on this Tuesday?
Well, good afternoon. We're putting together a rally here in the grains. Right now, September corn up 5.25 at 487.5. December corn's up 4.5 at $5.25. In the beans, September's up 5.25 at 1353.5. November soybeans up 7.75 at 1309.75. Soybean meal, September contracts down 40 cents, 418.80 is where that is. September bean oil up 39 cents, 64.47. Wheat markets, September Chicago up 1.75 at 659.25. Kansas City wheat, September's higher by 2.25 at 772. December KC wheat up 2.75 at 785. September spring wheat higher by 7 cents at 831.25. In the cattle markets, we've got August live cattle up 37 cents, 180.07. October live cattle down 20 cents, 181.20. Feeder cattle, August is lower by $1.10 at 245.87. September feeders trading down $1.42 at 249.45. In the hogs, August contracts up 47 cents at 102. October hogs lower by 22 cents. In the equities, September E-mini S&P down 40 points at 44.97. Dow Jones lower by 287 points at 35,269. Crude oil market up 34 cents at 82.29. For more information on these markets, give us a call at Pluto Commodities, 877-87-PLUTO.
And that's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
It's truck season, and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Ukraine and their agriculture is still being dangerously and negatively impacted by Russian attacks. K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonia Boryaka, provides an update on the current state of the country.
On the 9th of July 18 and 11, Russia launched attacks on port infrastructure and grain terminals of Odessa and Chernomorsk forts that were involved in grain initiative. The night strike knocked out a significant part of the grain export infrastructure in the Chernomorsk port. According to experts, it will take at least a year to fully restore the objects that were damaged. And besides that, in the port of Chernomorsk, 600,000 tons of grain were also destroyed, which was supposed to be loaded on Panamax ships and sent through the grain corridor to China.
It will take many years for Ukraine to get close to pre-war production.
The direct damages to agriculture amounted to $9 billion. Unfortunately, indirect damages exceed $40 billion. Zara estimates that even the war be over this year, the southern area can reach a pre-war size not earlier than in 2030. However, production will not reach a pre-war volume due to difficulties for producers to accumulate the necessary resources to invest in increasing the yield of crops.
Boryaka discusses how this year's harvest is going.
So where we are now, actually the harvesting is already started, and we expect to harvest almost 10 million hectares of grain and legumes. As for now, we harvested only 15% and already have around 5.8 million tons, metric tons of grain, including 3.4 million tons of wheat, 2.2 million tons of barley, and almost 1.4 million tons of rapeseed. The average yields are lower, and this is understandable. Ukrainian farmers were not able to apply enough fertilizer. Vegetation calendar and agri-technologies were not followed. But even under such conditions, I think that Ukrainian fertile soil shows good yields.
That was an associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics at K-State, Antonia Boryaka, on how the war has affected Ukraine's harvest yields and agriculture industry. Find her full update at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axel Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version of a really solid Tennessee excursion. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine. I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Travel all the tolling, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin lace.
I used to call Funny Face. He's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, choo-choo.
We'll be right back.
KNDY. Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX, Marysville.